Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. I was actually listening back to some previous shows, and we had a question as to whether or not Huey Lewis and the News was our most played band.
Yeah.
It's either that or Hendrix, because this is Hendrix. It's a toss-up between the two, and I think eventually we'll just go through the whole catalog, and then everyone will be happy.
Yeah.
Roll call.
On the table.
Everyone should know who's here. Who's here? Say your names and...
Ben's here.
Your occupation.
Hey, Ben's here.
And your social security number. Also,
good luck with that one.
Give me your wallet. This is a hold-up. I've locked the doors.
6969 6969 6969.
That's pretty...
6969.
Shit, how'd you score that, man?
I think is somebody someday will probably get that social security number.
And it's going to be beautiful.
That's amazing.
No, they're probably going to have 666 9999 666.
Dude, I'd still take that because it's like you're mixing like Satan and sex together, and that's like the best.
Or another one they'll get
Satan's
is 666.
Satan's the best, you guys.
Satan 777. And sex are the best.
666.
Yes.
It's just the way.
Only when they're together.
I mean, if you have Satan by himself, like, he's just going to, like, poke your ass with a fucking, like, what's the thing
Hot
called
poker,
that he has?
Trident.
Yes. Boy, I couldn't think of the
trident.
Word trident.
Does this happen to you often?
No. Okay. But the Bible, Kirstie, the Bible told me Satan would be poking me in the ass with hot things if,
like,
I went
to
hell.
Should I be worried? Do you have any diseases?
No, this is life or this is heaven and hell, Kirstie. This
I'm
isn't
just asking.
My sex life.
Biggest, said it was okay.
No. Satan's doing butt pokings in hell. Okay, this only happens if I go
you
to
haven't
hell.
Been?
No. Wait, have you?
Yeah, it's called
get me
Clark
tickets.
College.
What?
It's called Clark College, man. We've all been there.
Yeah, boy, and I thought I was never gonna leave.
Well, if Clark College is hell, then what's the Navy?
Then that's
like
just purgatory, I guess.
Yeah.
Just like an intermediary between life and death, I guess.
Yay.
If you really want a metaphor, that's the one you're going
to
get.
I was thinking more of like, is the Navy the basement to hell? If Clark College is hell?
No, it's the attic.
Do you want out that badly?
I hate it.
Because I was
hell, the Navy is just the dirty basement.
The dirty basement.
Because last week you were talking to us. You were
sadness.
You were
saying, I have some fun times. Yes,
but were saying you were considering fighting the forest fires in Washington.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and see if I can volunteer for it.
You're actually going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if they'll let me.
I mean, this rain can't be doing too much for it.
It's probably
not
even.
It's actually not.
No.
Because it's just going over the mountains and then it
nothing.
Doesn't have anything.
Yeah. Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
so by the time it gets to where it's at, it's pretty much just gone anyways.
We should just blow up the mountains.
We should just blow up Washington.
Hey, the whole state?
No, I like
the state.
I do too. I'd be sad.
It's kind
of
cool.
Somebody go drop about 2 tons of C4 down on Mount St. Helens. It'll blow up.
Why?
Well,
would
it's
you
just
not?
It's
more the accurate question.
Ash rain.
Yeah. Just to see what happens. I mean, why do we do most of the things?
Or Mount Hood.
That's true.
Or just get like a laser drill and just shoot the laser until Mount St. Helens erupts.
Yeah.
This
is the same question that started the MK Ultra program. Why not?
Yeah.
We don't really want to get into detail with that. But there's my segue. I saw American Ultra a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I think I told you all to watch it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's fucking brutal.
Oh.
You don't
really?
Jesse Eisenberg doesn't really play a stoner that well, but when he's beating
that
people
seems
up.
Me, seems, that makes me hard to believe that he couldn't pull that off.
Well, why?
I figured he was a stoner.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesse Eisenberg? Really? No, his eyes are too wide.
You
for
don't
that.
Grow hair that long and not smoke weed.
He's growing.
He just
growing,
seems like he's always just kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
I need a paycheck. So I can smoke
that sounds
weed.
Like somebody else we know.
What?
I wasn't meeting anybody in this room.
I was about to say, motherfucker.
Then I honestly have no idea who
you need
you're
to be a little more
about.
Do we want to? You need to be a little more specific with your vague allusions.
Do we need to call someone out here? Is that what we're doing?
I mean, what else does Travis do?
Oh, okay.
Brutal.
What happened to that guy?
I think he's working at Taco Bell.
Yeah, he's a Taco Bell.
The one here in town?
Yes. The Taco Bell.
He was in Taco Bell, hired a bunch of the uglies. So.
Oh, why does that not surprise you?
That's going to be their front now. Like,
that's where they launder their money.
No. It's the guys that all want to, like, get off the stuff. That's the guy.
They want to get off the sauce.
Oh.
onto the hot sauce.
You can't smoke the hot sauce, really. You gotta.
Have you ever tried to?
No, but I know. But I know a good friend who injects it into his eyes. That's what you're supposed to do with hot sauce.
Oh, God.
You haven't tried that?
No,
why?
That's what you're supposed to do with Pixie Sticks and Smarties.
You take the hot sauce. You take the hot sauce, you dehydrate it so it's a powder, and then you snort it.
Oh, God, you know
that's too much work.
Dude, I'm doing some lines of fire.
So that would be the street name for it.
Oh, salsa verde.
Lines of fire.
God
no.
damn.
You see, that's what you're supposed to do with Pixie Sticks. You just cut the end off, put them out, and
the sad thing
like
is people
grade.
Did that when
who
we were
remembers
in?
That yeah. phase of like high
I never
school.
Did that. Yeah, crushing up
no,
Smarties.
Middle school.
Intermediate school. Crushing up Smarties and snorting them.
I remember. I thought it was middle school because we were
all.
Yeah,
it carried
like,
over a little bit into middle school.
Seventh,
eighth started in primary in intermediate school.
Sixth grade.
Okay.
Snorting
I never experienced that in intermediate school.
Here's something for intermediate school that you guys remember. The Claw Market. Do you guys remember the goddamn Claw Market?
I was like.
Drew, you were a fucking dealer.
I was supplying everybody. I wasn't a dealer. I was a distributor.
So
I was
we
above
made paper
dealers.
Claws that went on our fingers.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
I was basically the manufacturer distributor. I would basically supply the dealers. Ozzy and I would supply the dealers who would then go sell this thing.
There was like a good 2 weeks where I didn't see Drew at recess because he was just like wandering around selling claws. And I was just like always just like off playing
Wait,
on my own.
And then eventually I just had people do that for me.
Yeah, like it was weird, man.
You had a collect my profits shop at the end of people making claws?
No, basically I started.
He
I
did
made,
it himself.
I would make them in my spare time watching cartoons.
Oh my gosh.
And then I would sell them or give them to people to sell during recess
such
and collect
demand?
My. Oh, you'd be surprised. People wanted one for each finger.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. And they wanted them every day because they always got them taken away in class because they
and
were like
you had to make different size ones for different fingers. So you had to make bigger, shorter ones for your thumbs because you had to make room
the
for
the
The
demand
thumb.
Was constant.
That shit
so,
was awesome.
And then I collect profit at the end of recess.
Oh, my God.
I always just made
so
some
weird.
For myself and called it good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember how to make them anymore.
Yeah, neither.
I don't either.
I,
I've actually I remembered those and I
not...
wanted to remember how to make them, but I couldn't.
Dude, yeah, you need to pass this knowledge on to other intermediate schoolers.
Yeah, definitely.
I guarantee you that did not carry
just
on.
Just go in and sow the seeds of like chaos and the black market claw dealings.
No, here's what you're like, okay, become the kingpin of this business. Yeah. You need to enlist 4 intermediate schoolers to be distributors for your product. They each get a 15%
cut. I have to make sure I can trust them, though. They have to go through thorough vetting.
Yeah, how do you vet them? Do you like just give them a wedgie and they're like, "You're tough enough for this," and then move on?
I don't know.
Or what's
sure,
the?
You gotta figure it out.
Make
you waterboard
them. Shoot something.
Shoot something.
Yeah.
Like a puppy.
Yeah. Yes.
Feed me a kitten.
Make them claw it.
Make them feed
oh,
a kitten.
Yes.
To
yeah. Make them claw it to death.
Oh my God.
With paper claws.
Yeah,
but no.
Dude, if you made them right, those claws could
oh, yeah.
probably
oh,
drop
those
blood.
Those things were fucking painful. They were sharp.
And you were just using, like, just college rule paper.
Standard notebook paper, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just standard notebook paper folded in a particular way
so
could slip
just,
over your finger into, like, a claw.
So you
like
would just, like,
claw
run
thing.
Around the playground and, like, claw
yes.
each other?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some people would, yes.
I can remember.
And
why?
There was a market, and why so not? I supplied that market.
I remember 2 beautiful scenes from that, and one of them was, like, me and Austin sitting down in my room and me taking, like, this blue tub I have in my room and just dumping it out, and it was full of toys, and, like, just setting it on the ground, and, like, Ozzy looked at me and he's like, dude, we're going to make these claws, and we're going to make a bunch of money. That was the first great... The second memory was, like, somebody... I don't even remember who. It was some random kid, probably, that I knew.
Obviously not relevant anymore.
Yeah. Like, the person wasn't relevant, but they came up to me and like, yo, man, you want to buy some claws? Like, all quiet, because this is after the school was, like, no more claw dealing.
Yeah, they actually like, specifically were saying, yeah, you guys need to basically... We don't want to see them, otherwise mm-hmm. we're taking them and throwing them away.
Yeah, yep. It was, like, a 2-week period. Week 2 was, like, all,
it was
like under
claw
the,
prohibition.
Yeah, it was great, but it was just like
which
oh,
honestly
man,
just made people want them more because
yeah,
this is the best story ever.
It was awesome. It was yeah. crazy.
Which basically that's actually we were basically prohibitionists.
Yeah,
in intermediate school.
That was wow. one of my better memories. No, of
if you're a prohibitionist,
school.
You're on the side of the ones banning the claws.
Okay,
aren't
no,
you?
That's
yeah,
true.
That's
oh
true,
yeah, that's true.
You make more money.
We're bootleggers then.
Yeah, we were the claw bootleggers.
I think I want to write a paper about you guys.
It was awesome, man.
What is it exploring?
The logistics of intermediate school.
In fourth grade, we're already
show.
Figuring out the streets, man.
Yeah. Black market.
Yeah, it's like fourth, fifth grade.
You don't have to go to Compton to learn how to sling some rock. Just watch some middle schoolers for like 20 minutes. You'll see them doing some shady shit.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the cross-cultural impact.
My other big memory from intermediate school was the 04 blizzard that we had. Like, everything was covered in snow.
Yeah.
And they were, like, and they were adamant, because we were off for school for the weekend. We came back. There was still, like, 8 inches of snow, or, like, 6 inches of snow. They're like, no snowball fights during recess. No, you know, run around and snow angels, that stuff, because we don't want you guys getting cold and wet and throwing a fit. So, basically, what do we all do? We get, like, 27. We got, like, half of the people who had recess all in one giant snowball fight at once, because we're like, what are they going to do? Send us all to the principal's office?
Like, yeah.
Come at me, bro.
It was a revolution.
We were just like, yep. Revolution, comrades. And
being,
just started just...
I remember that one, too.
Throwing snowballs.
Kids
and,
being goddamn kids.
Yeah, we were like throwing snowballs. We were grabbing handfuls and just dumping them down the back of each other's shirts.
For assault.
We actually, like, two of the recess aides were like trying to tell us, you guys need to stop. So we throw a snowball at them and tell them we're going to keep going.
Yeah, that'd be assault now. Good.
It was all good fun.
I hate that we're living in that world.
Oh, it totally is.
Where kids can get sued for doing things to other kids. Like, come on.
Really?
Yeah, kids get sued or, you know,
and it's
expelled
all the parents.
For being,
all the parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Helicopter parents.
Well, then there's zero tolerance policy if you, like, accidentally do something or they're like, okay, well, you brought this knife to school, but my dad put it in my backpack. Yeah, but you brought it, so zero
tolerance.
See,
that's tolerance. The thing is, in high school, everybody has a pocket knife.
That's true. Yeah.
Shit, I parked on the school
teachers
campus with a shotgun.
I mean, I remember...
people would show that
was
shit
it,
off.
Was it... one of the middle school teachers had, like, a desk drawer full of pocket knives.
That he confiscated.
No, not even confiscated. They were just knives that he had.
Oh.
This is for his shit gets real.
Yeah.
I remember Ms. Warndall came in...
Detention's gonna be short knife. Today. Click.
Well, yeah, actually, and in Woodshop, they encouraged us to bring our knives from home.
Yeah.
Like, just bring your knives, that way you can, you know, sharpen your pencils if you need to use them. Just bring your knife.
What? Who told you that? Nobody ever.
Woodshop teacher.
Mr. Farnell.
Oh, Mr. Farnell.
Of course.
He's like, yeah, just bring your knife. I know you guys probably have one or two, don't you?
Yeah, well, that makes sense, because Farnell, he's old school, man.
Yeah, true.
He's
used to the days
cool.
where you'd go up to school with the gun rack full of guns in the back of your truck.
Yeah.
You could almost still do
that. And
then
the principal comes out, and you guys compare each other's rifles, and you tell
and
about
then,
the time you got the four-pointer. And
and then, you know, you drop the tailgate and compare how many ducks you got in the back.
Shouldn't keep them in the back of your trunk all day.
You go duck hunt in the morning before school. You come back, you throw them in the cooler.
I would hope you skinned them, or plucked them and skinned them, because otherwise they're going to start getting bad.
No.
Couldn't you just, like, toss them in a cooler with some ice? And
it's a zero-period class. Duck hunting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would sign up for that.
Homeroom, meet out in the field and bring some 12-gauge.
I'd do that.
Is that an actual... Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yes, I got
it. Meet out a field with a 12-gauge, yeah.
I got a gun thing right. Yes.
Worst zero period ever, middle school jazz band. Fuck that noise.
Jazz band
right
through high school.
I was all right with high school jazz band, because that was like, I don't know.
Got you out of barn stuff.
What did you play?
Like, trombone, yo.
Yeah.
You like to blow on bones.
Yeah, I figured that.
I like to blow bones. But but yeah, in middle school, it was like me, Drew, and Jenica, and that was
and
it.
Courtney. And, Courtney wasn't in it, because flute wasn't in until later.
Yeah.
Who was the fourth person that was in our group that was
no,
in
there
it was
were
just
four
us
people?
Three.
Basically, there was
three.
Four of us freshmen that were basically in band, or basically four of us that were, because it was just the three of us for eighth grade.
Yeah, and then it was all the high schoolers who were just giant douches.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
We had to earn our place there.
The only thing...
To be fair, it was good that we earned our place.
Fuck those guys. No, fuck all of them. Seriously, Oliver Moss can suck my nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
That kid was a faggot. I apologize.
Ben, what did he do that makes him
apologize
a faggot?
For nothing?
He's just, like, his face. Like, his face pissed me off. Every time I looked at him, I was just like, this kid is
a
fucking bitch.
I know exactly what you mean.
I know that
I more
face.
Got it more of just the constant him feeling... The constant feeling of self-importance.
Yeah.
How he was better than everybody else?
His
basically,
nose
he
was
felt
like
he was
like
hot shit and the coolest kid
else.
In school, so you should think so, too.
He was always walking around like this, just like head
he's
held,
like
way high.
I'm
it's
Oliver
like,
Moss.
Are you even
bitches.
Seeing anything?
Was his dad like a doctor or
no,
something?
His dad
or?
Was a, he
no,
was the priest at the Mormon church.
Yeah, they were Mormon.
What?
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah, his dad was the.
So it's not even. It's not even like I'm better than you. It's a I'm holier than thou.
Oh
that
yeah,
whole persona?
It was that level.
Oh, that's the
bishop.
Worst.
That's what it was. His dad was the bishop.
Nice.
I know more about the gospel than you.
Yeah,
the
thing is, They like did not follow hardly any of the Mormon stuff.
No,
like, they had like cases of Mountain Dew and all this and coffee and that kind of stuff. His dad drank.
His sister got pregnant before she was married.
Wait, really?
I think so.
Which one are you talking about?
Oliver Moss.
Which one?
He has I don't remember. I think it was the middle sister.
Oh. There was only three of them?
There's four.
Oh, okay.
Boy, girl,
so
boy,
girl. I was
going
to say, like, that's not
yeah,
very
it was
Mormon
boy, girl,
of
boy,
them.
Girl.
The only thing that made middle school jazz band bearable was the insanely hot piano player. Do you remember that?
No.
That Genevieve chick.
No, I don't.
You don't
she has
remember
a hot name,
her?
Though.
No. Dude, she was hot. Holy
dude,
crap.
I think anybody named Genevieve automatically
exactly.
gets a 7
yeah,
out of
dude.
10, right?
Holy
yeah,
cow.
I think so.
She was a bae. It was ridiculous.
Because, like, Genevieve, like, that immediately makes me think burlesque dancer.
French, yo.
Or that.
Yeah,
well, they invented that, did
French.
They? Is that
a good
yeah,
dance?
Burlesque is a French thing anyways,
oh, man.
Initially.
Delicious.
That's true, yeah. What can I say? The French love boobs.
Boobs?
No, boobs.
Bees?
Boobs
Beads?
And feeling better
Beads?
Than
other
people.
Bees? I just got Kirstie started on Arrested Development.
It's awesome!
Yes, it is.
I still have not watched it at
it's
all.
Pretty good.
I'm
you
sorry.
Need to get I on was, the fucking boat, man.
I've been watching too much Rick and Morty.
Yes! Yay! Rick and Morty forever and for 100 years. Rick and Morty and
are
things.
You, are you guys all cut up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hater Drew.
I'm waiting for the one where Werner Herzog does a cameo.
Who?
Werner Herzog.
The hell is that?
He's a director of many famous documentaries.
Have you seen Jack Reacher?
No.
Yes.
Okay. He's the old Russian dude with no fingers. In it, he's.
How have you not seen Jack?
He directed
Reacher?
The Act of Killing.
He was. He's in. He's like a creepy old Russian dude. Just leave it at that.
Okay.
Seriously, Jack Reacher's good.
Honestly,
though.
Yeah, it is actually really good. If
yeah,
you have a chance,
to
watch it.
I need to watch it. Yeah.
A lot. Most of the hate came from people basically not liking Tom, thinking Tom Cruise wasn't fitting for the role.
I mean,
and he really didn't fit because he was too goddamn short
no.
for it.
But that's people are like, oh, Jack Reacher's horrible because Tom Cruise shouldn't be it. Well, why else?
He still played a very good
yeah,
character.
Give the man some credit. I mean, sure, he might have sold his soul to a cult that takes half of his income, but hey.
Fuck Scientology.
I remember watching, we were watching the Super Bowl and the Scientology ad came on. We were
that
like,
was
God,
so
what
funny.
The fuck?
That was so funny.
I swear, because it was weird because the it's whole thing was like really swirly and they were
and
like.
Kind of ideal. And it's halfway through, it's like, at the Church of Scientology. We're like, what?
I swear.
No, you know what it reminded me of was the Dead Space. The Scientology.
Unitology.
The, yes.
Hey. Unitology actually is, I think, supposed to be derived from Scientology.
What's
yeah.
it called?
Yeah.
Unitology. Basically, they worship like this alien obelisk thing that turns people into
but,
giant mutated
but
killing
that
machines.
The idol that they were talking awesome. About reminded me of the idol that they had in.
It did look like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that religion, I forgot the name already, is a parallel to Scientology, like, is Scientology converting people into otherworldly beings, or
it's, basically, yes. it's making them kill people.
It's basically taking them and basically converting them into like these strange alien murdering creatures that like grow giant spikes out of their hands and kill everything.
That's wait, that's what Scientology is doing.
No, yeah. Well, yes, we don't have proof of that. But
I promise it's a metaphor. They might as well have spikes growing out of them for all I know. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and just
my dad has gone on a spree of looking up actors and actresses who have like turned
converted to Scientology.
Yeah, and he's like, not watching that movie anymore. Fuck this person.
Oh,
we still need to
he's
watch,
gonna be so sad
we still need
when
to
he
watch
Googles
Battle
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not even kidding. Also, Beck.
Oh, he'll be sad about that.
He
really likes.
He likes
Beck.
Beck. Damn. Oh, Beck's
don't
good,
tell
man.
Him.
You never heard Loser?
Don't tell my dad.
No.
He'll be sad.
Hang
he's
on. You'll recognize
right
this. You'll recognize
hey,
this as
what,
soon
bud?
As I play it.
Most likely.
Hey, you ever heard of... All right.
Renee, is that same old? Is that your same laptop?
Oh shit! Yeah, no,
yeah.
I know,
he
I
made
know
this
exactly
song.
This.
Is what was that?
Is that your same laptop, or
no,
did you get another one?
No, I bought a refurbished laptop and changed everything about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then he stuck.
What happened to your other one?
Are
you still repairing your old
the,
one?
The one at the bottom of that stack
yeah.
of laptops.
Yeah, the one that you spent like $1,100 on. The
motherboard is goddamn dead. Like, there's
yeah.
nothing I can do about that.
Can you put a new motherboard in there?
I could, but it's like $400. So, fuck that noise. I will live with my refurbished hardware.
Works.
I got this for $350. It
yeah,
already came with two hard drives in it and 8 gigs of RAM that I can put in other things.
That's nice.
This was a fucking steal.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with it. The only problem? It's so huge! Like, it's... like,
see, I like
hold your face up to
ones.
It.
That's about the same size as mine.
I just want a desktop, man.
I like having the number pad, though.
I thought you were looking at laptops, because yours just broke.
I actually didn't go to Fry's. Oh. I ran out of time. I had to get my dad from the airport.
Good, oh, okay. Fuck so. Fry's.
What?
I hate those guys.
Why do you hate Fry's?
Okay, one time I went in there and I was looking for something, and I can't remember what I was looking for, but at the time I knew exactly what I wanted. And he's like, hey, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, sure, I need to look for this. He's like, are you sure you're not looking for this? I'm like, no, bitch, this is what I'm looking for. He was trying to, like, redirect me because he thought, no, he thought I didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh.
And he did, it happened, the same okay, thing happened
you
to
just,
my dad.
All right, well, you just got a bad salesman. Just know what you're looking for and just roam the aisles. I've never
like
been
Ron
to Fry's.
Swanson if somebody's, Lowe's. If I know more than you.
Yeah, if somebody's asking, yeah. I'm like, nope, like I know what I'm doing. Right, nope, I'm good.
Here's the fun thing, though. What I'm looking for. The guy that I bought this laptop from, it was an ad for a business on Craigslist, and I saw it on there. I was like, I want that. I called him. He said it was working. Went down and bought it. But I wanted to get in and out of there in 10 minutes. I was stuck in his fucking shop for 40 minutes because he was the worst Microsoft shill that I have ever met in my entire life.
How so?
He pre-installs Windows 10 no! on every single computer in the store. He spent 20
sweet
minutes
Jesus.
Showing me his Windows phone, telling me, oh, it's the best thing ever. It's got a camera, and I'd never charge it, and it's so great.
Fuck
yourself, thank you. I was wearing my fucking Linux shirt. I think he was might have actually trying to been pissing me off, you know? And
probably.
Windows 10
should have just worn
garbage.
All Apple gear. Apple every
yes.
I will say not a single Apple computer in
going
the entire
there wearing an
shop.
Apple t-shirt with a white hoodie, like skinny jeans in some sort of a wash color,
drinking coffee,
drinking an extra large Starbucks in a double cup.
I need to borrow an iWatch from somebody. Does anyone know?
Just using
one?
An old iTouch.
Oh yeah, I have one.
You got the iPod Nanos. There were the little touchscreen ones.
Yeah.
They doubled as an iWatch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, my dad has one of those. I could
there
borrow,
you go.
That,
borrow
yeah.
that.
Just go all Apple just to just completely. And then just start going off on how iOS is the greatest thing ever because so many different ways it's better
dude,
than
I'm
Microsoft.
If I did that, I would probably.
Just to watch. Just
go round and round.
Just to watch
round
veins
about
just pop out of the guy's head would be
dude,
worth it.
If I dressed up in Apple gear and went into that guy's store, I would just feel like I'm shitting on my own philosophy.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Like,
okay.
Like I'm just taking my proverbial Quran and I'm smearing bacon and human feces on it and throwing it into a fire. I'm gonna get killed by Islam in the next month. Oh God, I don't want to die.
That's okay.
It's
well,
okay. Jared will avenge your death.
It's a religion. Oh, it's a religion of peace, Renee. They're only going to cut your head off.
Don't you think I know that, Ben?
It's the creepiest smile on eye shift.
If I got it down, man. I tell you what. Like that's how you know if someone's like hiding in the trunk of my car. I will make that face at you. They're pointing a gun at me. Get. It's call somebody.
Wait,
I will
hold
make
on.
That
what's
face.
The face?
It's something like this.
If I ever see that, I'll try to find a way out of whatever situation we're
if
in.
If that's the case, I'm going to blow up your car. No,
I think.
Oh, okay, how is somebody hiding in your trunk, though?
It could
they're
happen.
Fucking hardcore.
So, yeah, man. They're hiding in the trunk of a hatchback.
Was it a family of
Mexicans? There's a cover on the hatchback.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's got to be a family of Mexicans.
I could fit them, probably. Like, they would need some direction,
trunk?
But what?
In the trunk?
Yeah, come on. Let me be generous, all right? There's more room in the back of that hatchback than you think. I fit so much goddamn camping gear in there. I could fit a family of Mexicans in there. Come on. Basically
remember Alex
the same
Jones?
Thing.
What? You guys remember Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Refresh my memory.
We called him Mexican in band.
He wasn't Mexican.
Boy,
wasn't
I was black. Definitely in band, and I know who that is.
Mexican. That was
Jesus
what
Christ.
About?
Be more descriptive.
Alex Jones, trumpet player.
Jones was Jonesy, bro.
Yeah.
Jonesy.
Yeah. Anyways, it
was Mexican.
Matter.
I put him in the trunk of my Prelude when we were in high school, going to Taco Bell one day.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Was he the only one in the car?
No.
What? The? It just had to be done.
We filled up the entire cab, and he's like, and there was like, all right, we can leave this person behind so you can take a seat up front. He goes, no, it's fine. I'll take the trunk.
Oh my God! Well, he volunteered.
I can't imagine what the people were thinking when you got to talk about. You pop the trunk and he climbs out. Get back, open up the trunk. He climbs back in. He shut it.
Eating
every time
Taco
like,
Bell in the trunk, trying to not get
you know what they
around.
Would think. Ugh. Welcome to Taco Bell because they have seen so much worse shit.
And also, it was in Longview, so
no, this was
fair.
The one down
yeah.
in Vancouver,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Salmon Creek.
Oh, okay,
Was Longview? Did Longview actually have the closest Taco Bell before they opened the one in Woodland?
God, I hope
not. Salmon Creek.
Yeah, okay. Salmon Creek.
We could get to Salmon Creek and back in 35 minutes.
Barely.
Speeding we did it.
Hard. Oh, yeah, no, the Panda runs were great.
Oh, yes.
In high school, we would do things called...
This is a nostalgia-filled episode. Good Lord.
I'm down with it.
Everyone really wants to hear about our childhood.
We would do things...
Well, school does start next week. For Woodland
Hawk. Hey, there you go. There's our back to school episode. Hell yeah.
So
back
remember,
to
school, kids, fuckers. School doesn't quite suck. You can make the best of it.
Yeah. Just listen to us.
Although, when you close campus, you're going to have to do some sneaking.
You know, we have a whole bastards. New generation of listeners we need to cash in on. We need to throw some business cards in the hallways.
We need to rent... Okay, yeah, we just need to rent a blimp and just start dropping flyers onto all over the school, just raining them. Basically, like, raining propaganda like the French onto the French Resistance.
Do what we say, and as we do, TGIFradio.com. That's what they'll say.
We're older than you, so we're instantly cool,
we
know right?
We can also beat you up, automatically.
Yeah.
It's the age hierarchy. Anybody that you're older than, you can automatically beat up.
Ben, does your grandpa
have a
crop duster?
Oh my gosh, I get to beat up all of you guys.
True. Damn it.
That'd be cool, though.
Okay, if you had a crop duster, I would say just fill it with full of flyers and drop them all over the school.
No, I know how
to fly a plane.
It needs to be condoms with the TGIF radio.
Yes.
You know, that'd probably be good. With the amount of people that were pregnant in my graduating class, that would actually be a good thing.
TGIF party hats.
I was going to say, we didn't really have any people.
Oh,
like,
and then on the back, it can say, wrap your egg roll.
Yes!
We like all our pregnancies came after high school.
No, not really.
Who?
Yeah. Alex Kuhns.
She was older.
That was a year before us.
She was pretty hot though.
Let's see. I found something pretty excellent.
What?
Sayitwithacondom.com.
No way. Oh,
custom design custom condom packaging online. What?
Can you get a condom that's got Jesus on it?
Probably. I mean, you can. It looks like you can put any artwork
on
the front.
Put
of
Jesus
it.
On there. I'm like, I'm
no, actually, on the condom itself.
What's
I really
that? What,
get,
that?
I really want to get condoms that like the rapper says, "Dude, are you sure? Are you sure, man?"
Let's see. They don't just do condoms. They do matchbooks.
No, it's a condom.
Oh, it's a condom in
a
matchbook.
And so you can put designs on both sides and on the inside.
Interesting.
You need that one.
Stuff. Really?
Put on the front,
so we need to order about
radio,
need to order about 600 of these for TJF Radio and airdrop them all over the high school.
And then on the back, wrap your egg roll.
Okay, if you
during
order
during the first football game.
Okay, if the smallest. This is
publicity.
Kind of
publicity stunt. Get arrested for handing out condoms to preteens.
Oh my god,
we're promoting safe sex.
Can't we just like toss out the First Amendment thing and we win? Or are they gonna go on technicality?
Have them attached to a sex ed flyer. And just start dropping them all.
Staple it right in the middle of the condom, too.
No, I'm talking about, I'm just saying tape
spike
it.
The condom
over the first home football game for Woodland High School, we just rent a blimp, air pilot over the top of the football field,
and
just drop it.
You can get different colors.
Oh, you can get different colors of latex, different patterns in the foil. There's only one problem.
What?
The rates. I'm not sure how big our budget is for this show because I've never bothered to calculate it. But if you order.
Budget. What?
If you order 100 condoms, they will cost $2 each.
Holy
shit.
So that's
$200. That's the minimum
size
order.
So we need
order.
To spend $1,200 in order to cover the high school.
Is that how many students
600
are?
Students, roughly, I think.
Okay, but is there more better rates as you get higher number of condoms?
Yeah.
Although, theoretically, we'd only need to have that cut in half,
it
so we
goes
need
all
300,
the way down to
28
cents each.
Dude, damn.
Okay,
with 50,
so we need 3 000. To 400.
What?
Yes.
Who is buying 50,000 worth of condoms with some hilarious thing on the front of them?
No, is that 50,000 condoms or $50,000?
50,000 condoms.
I'm pretty sure, like, Aerosmith is buying that, and they're just throwing them off the stage.
Launching
them
out of air cannons.
I'm going to get, like, 10 of my face just going, like... Just like, get it, bro. Yeah.
People will pull that up and be like, yeah, no, I'm actually not into this.
I know what I want to do. I want just a big bucket of condoms with different phrases on them, like candy hearts on Valentine's
Day. Yes.
Like, go get them.
You can get
shit like that.
Bulk condoms at Costco, and I'm pretty sure we can create a printer to print them.
Print the
Except
condom
the
wrappers?
Probably damage them.
Who said print? Who said
no,
laser
like a
ones?
Sticker. Like
you
a sticker.
Did.
Yeah, sticker
okay, print
well,
style.
Well, no, like the heat style. Like if you were to get just a regular ink one.
I wouldn't heat condoms to high temperatures. It's a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's an awful
But stickers. I like her idea with the stickers. You can get the candy shape.
So, Renee, how much would 300 TJF stickers cost?
What is the
that just, about the, one, just the labels?
Yeah, 1 by 1 inch squares.
You can't get 300, but... you can get 500 for 40 cents each.
That's absolutely
okay.
Ridiculous.
So what?
Dude,
is
we would
that
never need
calculator watch?
Again.
Yeah, it's very
what?
Useful.
We
Fuck
would
off.
Never need condoms again.
Don't they expire
no,
these, though?
Yeah. They
okay,
do.
So that
you sound we get, you we know that from experience.
Like going
yeah,
500 for how much?
Yeah, it does.
Guys, we can just get 500 for also $200, but that's just the stickers. You got to put them on.
Wouldn't
there,
you just like
okay.
have the condoms? You're like, oh shit, these expire tomorrow. Let's go. Let's get to work.
We gotta use them before they expire. Go, go,
we
go, go, go.
499 before tomorrow.
It's like how you find like a gallon of milk in the fridge that's about to go bad, and you chug it. It's the exact
oh,
same thing.
Gallon challenge.
No. What?
Just let it go. Anybody ever
just let it go bad and spend
no.
another $3
no,
buy another gallon of milk.
It was terrible.
You did
it
the
kills
gallon
you.
Challenge? How many times terrible. Did you throw up?
Once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Usually once.
But it was
all
with the milk from work.
Says the person who.
So what happens if you chug a gallon equivalent of powdered milk?
That's what, no, it's milk from work. It's the UTG milk that doesn't have an expiration date.
I've never Jesus had powdered Christ. Milk.
Yeah. Powdered Ew. Milk's not that bad compared
no.
to the
so,
shit we
okay.
have at work.
So basically, our publicity stunt is, okay, how
what
much is it to rent?
What are we feeding you guys?
The people in prison eat better than I do.
Okay,
go to prison.
Renee,
also, we can
taxes.
Help you.
Fletcher,
for our publicity stunt, how much is it to rent a blimp for 12 hours?
Oh, God.
Okay. Dude, yeah, how much is it? I want to get rent. I want to rent.
We got to do this.
If I ever get rich, I'm going to rent a blimp and just put like.
Even
funny,
go down to the
like,
remote control blimp
it.
That's got the little door that you can dump things on.
So,
let's
the condoms.
See.
Yeah.
Dude, we just have a drone.
Oh, yeah.
Get,
oh,
yeah.
Drone, get like. Renee's dad's drone.
And it can
oh,
like
yeah.
fly a banner.
And we can put a blimp. Top
we
got to
figure out what the max weight rating is on that
okay,
thing.
Okay, are you thinking a full size blimp you can ride in, or just like a balloon on a string that's
Dude,
shaped like a blimp?
No, you got to ride in
the
blimp.
Full.
Well,
blimp.
We got to be able to throw.
You
got to
be able
to fly throw
shit,
our condoms onto the crowd.
I am flying the shit out of the blimp.
yes.
If we rent a blimp, I'm gonna get drunk on it. It's gonna be great.
As
you,
a player,
oh yeah, and I also
as
found out
to
that,
all the other times
you can buy a Russian T-72 tank for about $56,000.
That's awesome.
Wow. All right, who wants to pool the money together?
With road legal treads, with the rubber treads for the road. Rubber
Whoa,
treads.
That's awesome.
Rubber coated treads.
Who wants to pool their money together?
I'll be in. We can split it 5-6 ways.
I need 20 years. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. What?
To get the money.
Okay.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Let's go treasure hunting.
Well, 56,000 divided by 6.
It's about $10,000 a piece after tax.
Don't look at me. I'm
figure
trying
after
to
tax
figure
about
out
$10,000 a piece.
He's still trying to figure out.
And
blimps.
Then we have to register the can with the ATF. But that's is that the point. Sure.
Okay, if you want to rent a blimp, you have to scroll through the goddamn worst websites ever, and they're not even full size
they
blimps.
Also
they're
have,
those stupid balloons.
They also have oh. advertising. Balls.
Okay, hot air balloon will still work. We just need something that we can get in that gets us elevation.
Hot air balloon. Okay.
You don't want the balls? They're hot
balls?
Air balls.
What?
Well, dude, we can't control a
where?
Hot air balloon.
Here?
Though.
Yes,
we
you can.
We have to time it really.
Yeah,
oh, those things.
You can hook fans and whatnot to
hot
the side.
We would also crash that son of a bitch into the ground.
No, we wouldn't.
When we were trying to land it, we would not be able to fly that thing for
that's
shit.
Why you bail out.
No, that's why you have Janae's mom
dude,
and dad.
That would be awesome. Parachute out of like a hot air balloon that was going down. Just like light
cool,
the thing
it
on fire.
Just
intentionally
and
cause it to blow up and all of us bail out with parachutes.
Oh, that'd be awesome. GoPro the whole thing. Just like, yeah.
And each parachute it's going to say TGIF.
I don't
radio.
Think we'd get back the security deposit.
Oh, shit, no.
See, I'm not sure. It doesn't look like I'm finding anything for actually renting a hot air balloon because that's they're going to want a professional with you. To
okay,
actually...
regardless. We
okay.
Just...
okay. Portland Rose hot air balloons. Pricing and packages, $189 per person to ride in that.
But,
I'm guessing...
But you also get a picnic brunch with champagne.
Okay.
That's true,
okay.
Yeah.
So get drunk
so if you're
you
by yourself,
I guarantee they only give you a glass of champagne, which is depressing. But we can bring our own.
Yeah, yeah. BYOC.
Once you open a bottle of champagne, you can't reclose
it's
it.
It's true.
Yeah,
you just
got to
drink the whole thing.
That's yeah. why I normally get the really big one, so I'm like, I have to drink this, or it's going to go to waste.
It's $189 per person to ride in these hot air balloons, but
can they
making
do it anywhere?
The banner is another thing. What?
Can they do it anywhere?
We could always print a banner and hang it to the bottom.
Yep. It's true. Yeah.
Go to Costco, print a banner.
Or that
we are getting
vinyl
a horrible
signs.
But wonderful idea at the same time.
The vinyl signs down in Vancouver.
Fair point.
Okay, it doesn't. This company doesn't seem
so
to
so basically, we need about
$500.
I'll bad. Let you guys do this, because I have an insane fear of heights.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
awesome.
I forgot
so,
about
yeah,
that.
Okay. So we need about $250 for the stickers.
You can
hand out
flies on the
another
ground.
$180 for the hot air balloon.
We
and
need
then we
two
need
people.
About probably... I don't know how much we'd spend for the condoms, but
All right, pull up Costco's website and see how much bulk condoms cost and how many come in a pack.
Dude, how much are bulk condoms from Costco? Now I'm really curious.
Here we go.
So we need about five. Okay, I need a week's pay.
Dude, okay, so I
actually, are you offering to pay for us?
Ew, what? That's at Costco? Ooh.
I drank Kirkland brand beer.
Okay.
It's not that terrible. Bad. It tastes like warm cat.
This is from the guy who drinks the Bush cow cans.
Yeah, and it was awful, man.
Maybe if you didn't drink it warm.
You can get a 60-pack of Durex Pleasure Pack for $13.99.
Okay, so
50?
How many?
60 for $14.
Wow. So, 60, so we need about... Yeah.
And how much is
probably
it? 13? 130 bucks?
Probably 8.
8?
Because that gets us 480.
Well, no, because you're 600.
Right, but that's also including men and male ants and females, so theoretically we'd only need half.
True. So we'd only need 300.
So we'd need six.
Girls.
Well, we need five. We need five boxes.
Yeah.
So say we get 8 boxes just for spares.
Good
for
measures.
The crowd.
8 boxes of these 60?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'd be 8 times 14. Yeah. So
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
This isn't my job.
I'm gonna total
yes,
up this cost.
Nope, I already did it. It's on Google says 112. Fuck off.
112 for...
For the condoms. Yeah.
If you get it in Oregon. No tax.
Oh, yeah.
So $551 total.
Okay.
Plus the cost of a sign.
That's totally doable, man.
Yeah, that's a week's pay.
And although that company I was looking at, you can't really, they have a set location where they do the hot air balloon rides. You can't really take them other places.
Okay, so we give them another $200 and they let us take it elsewhere.
No.
Everybody has a price.
Helicopter.
Just give them $200 and another box of condoms.
Downdraft would help spread it out.
Helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Downdraft would help spread it out, too.
I can't believe we're doing it. A helicopter would be, like, cheaper to rent.
And it would be more badass.
And you could talk to somebody who knows how to fly one.
Yeah.
Well, I might or might not know how. I've flown a helicopter.
Yeah, I don't want to go in the air.
You
might or might not.
Okay, got it.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
AdvertisingAerial.com, personal message airplane banners.
Oh, no shit.
They'll fly it for you, and you get to put whatever you want on the banner.
Oh, my gosh.
Starting rates, $495.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's
but how long will they
that's
fly
also,
it for?
That's also flying it behind a banner, behind an airplane, paying somebody to fly the plane.
That's what I want, Renee.
So we just need a helicopter to rent a helicopter.
Well, no, they give you the... wait, helicopter banners. There we go.
No, we're renting the helicopter itself.
Oh, God. Why do that when these guys can fly it for you?
Because who's going to drop our condoms?
Can't we? Well, no, like you were saying earlier, just give them another $100 and was like, hey, toss a few of these out the window.
Yeah.
Like just all of them.
Sneeze when you go over the
put them on the football field.
When we shoot
God, can you
when
imagine,
we launch
like,
the flare, dump all of these out the door.
Can you imagine just like this helicopter's flying over?
And the big man is
just hovering over the football field.
Everybody looks up. Everybody's like, what the hell is going on? Just two flares. Just
and then
boom, out the sides. And then things just start falling. People
big speakers.
Just start panicking,
big speakers. Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye.
And then somebody downstairs was down on the ground would scream, it's the end of days! And then that's the end of our advertising campaign.
Yeah, we would go down in infamy. I bet our downloads would go through the roof, though.
Oh, hell yes.
Holy God. Like, if you want national, if you want
to
be on...
We would probably make national television.
Yeah, that's how you get on there. Holy crap.
Put it on YouTube to start with, too. Get an ad agency to
we need
get
to do this
ads?
Now.
It's just like, well,
Mad
I was like,
yeah.
These
we need Mad Men.
Fuck out. Hey, motherfuckers. Just dumping condoms.
No, yeah, just hover the helicopter over the field at a height that's not disturbing of the field.
Or the game of play.
Yeah. Well, you do it during, like, halftime or something like that.
Bomb all the youth cheerleaders are out. Like, the peewee cheerleaders are out doing their thing, and you just bomb them with condoms. Oh, my God.
I see your point, and I don't think that's probably the best idea.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious. Hey, Bobby, what's this?
Well, we have it attached with
that's why you don't have any siblings.
I do have a sibling.
No, I'm saying mom, you said, oh my gosh, keep up, Drew.
Okay, so we need to do this.
Oh
okay,
God.
When would we do this then? Just before the game starts?
No.
Just after the game ends?
Just after the game
Wouldn't
ends.
Wouldn't it be dark when they're starting football games now?
No.
They have a lot of good lighting.
They have pretty decent lighting up until...
They're not going to see the banner if the...
They've got lights on the field.
It's lights on the field. The helicopter's in the sky.
So we need to get a spotlight.
He doesn't understand
the helicopter. Oh, God.
We don't have to rent a spotlight. We just have to get a couple of high-powered flashlights like the one in your closet.
I don't think that one's that one's
Go to Costco, get like one of that's like the 2,000 candle power spotlights, handheld spotlights.
We're gonna blind the pilot. He's gonna crash into this stadium. Condoms everywhere. Mass hysteria.
No, I got a cheaper option. I got a cheaper solution for you. Just go talk to the rednecks down the road and have them shine their truck lights.
Oh my gosh.
Talk to my dad and get the spotlight on his patrol car.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that the get all of the patrol cars of the game to shine it on the helicopter.
So are you saying that the cops are gonna support this?
Hell yes, man.
Safe sex,
motherfucker.
Dude, we just got to get them to listen to one episode and they'll help us out. I mean, it's a good cause.
We're very supportive of local police agencies.
It's about time that we've gotten our big break, and the Woodland Police Force can help us achieve that. It's a win-win for everybody, yeah. I think. I mean, the cops get to say they were part of a publicity stunt, and that's fun. Soften the image a bit. And then we
get famous.
We get revenue. Hopefully.
Well, hopefully someday.
Yeah, I don't know how...
I'd be happy with just famous for the time being.
But you see, you can start an online store and start selling cups and all that stuff once you get a lot of listeners.
But we have to make sure we're stocked with their condoms. We have to...
Yes.
We can't forget where we came from.
The piece of merch that started it all. Keep us close to your crotch with our condoms.
Air bombing condoms.
Keep us in your wallet. Keep us in your purse.
Toss them into your school stadium.
If you pay us enough, we'll airbomb your school.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Oh. Are you a rich kid with disposable income? Tell us where you go to school and send us money. We'll bomb
Mark
your school
Morris,
when you're least expecting
R.A. Long, Skyview.
God.
First colleges.
Somebody's gonna have to get a
Oh god,
helicopter
can you imagine if like some like college like commissioned us like
oh,
Eastern?
Shit, what?
First the Pacific Northwest. Next
in the, world.
The nation, then the world. Really fucking good.
Fly over on a little bird with t-shirt cannons.
Next thing you know, this time 5 years from now we're flying over the Super Bowl.
I want a t-shirt cannon.
We have like 5 F-15s. Dive
Actually,
bombing
how much
air.
Does a t-shirt
we have
cost?
We have a
I'm finding out
5 years from now we have a B-52 dropping air dropping condoms on the Super Bowl.
They've done them before.
Crates, just
hey
crates,
it can't be that hard
bombing.
It's just an air can. Just
what does it take to make a
carpet
a
bombing condom?
It depends on what how far you want to do it. Can you do it with hydraulics?
Really?
Yeah,
make a t-shirt cannon.
It's basically a potato gun.
I can make one with probably $20 of PVC piping. And
that,
some fittings.
That too. Yeah, they actually, another team made one, dented the Trailblazer floor.
Okay,
nice.
You need an air compressor, you need some PVC piping, you need a regulator, and you need a release valve.
And you need some t-shirts.
That really isn't that much. And is that really a potato gun? Because don't you, like, set that on fire to make the potato go?
Okay,
that's one possible. You can use a pneumatic t-shirt can, which is an air-powered one, which is safer.
Yeah, I'd rather go with that. I don't want to set my t-shirts on fire.
Probably not.
So are we launching TGIF t-shirts at the football games?
No, we're launching TGIF
we
condoms.
T-shirts.
We got to snipe
out
from
of
the helicopter.
A helicopter. Okay. Well, I figured that we could just dump them in the helicopter's downdraft would spread them all over the place.
You can get a pre-built t-shirt cannon from Amazon for $400.
Or you could build one for $40.
Yeah, it really looks... It just looks like PVC.
It is.
Yeah. Build it yourself. Look, I've
wanted to build an air cannon for a while now.
It'd be really awesome.
So is this that something we have to do now awesome. For TGIF Radio?
Yeah, man. I mean...
You're going to have to get the logo printed on the side
TGIF
of it.
Cannon.
Yes.
TGIF if anything, yes. Fight off the haters.
Yes. Oh, really? Come over here.
Boom!
We're going to give the haters free merch? Will that sway them?
At 30 miles per hour to their face, yes.
All right. Yeah, that'll
with a baseball tucked in the middle. Baseball in the middle of the t-shirt, launched out at 30 miles an hour.
How do we tell the haters from the fans at that point? Will the haters be throwing things at us, too?
The fans will be wearing the t-shirts we hit them in the face with.
Okay, they'll put them on as soon as they get some cotton in the face.
Rough
so,
up, baby.
Baseball's going to have the logo, t-shirt's going to have the logo, and then the condoms?
So now we need to start an internet store, is what we're saying.
God damn it.
I already suggested this.
This is so much
Cups,
work.
Shirts,
okay, we
hats.
Need to, okay, we need to do this after we get on the national television, so.
Oh, boy.
For those of you listening back after we make it big, this is where it started.
Right here.
Right now.
We don't need to hire no damn advertising company. We can just think of our ideas
We can
on
make
the
our
show.
Own ads.
We can incriminate
We've
ourselves
enough
now.
Mad Men. We can do this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Well, we'll start our own Sterling Cooper Draper Price here. Mm-hmm. We're really into that.
I got enough suits for everybody.
I got my mine still fits, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. The vest was a bit tight the last time I wore it.
You can always loosen. You probably can loosen the vest.
I need to get a new vest. For real.
Ben, you have a couple sweater vests.
Very true.
See, they were all too big for me, though. That was the problem.
That was the, well, you can always put them in the wash and shrink them.
You know, yeah. The idea was maybe you should fill out a little.
Bitch.
No, I got them because I figured you'd gain a couple pounds in Pullman.
Hey. It's all beer weight, okay?
I know.
It means you need
that
to start.
Was the whole point.
It's like Andy Dwyer. You lost it all from not drinking beer? Yeah. How much were
How much beer were you drinking?
I don't know. Probably a lot.
Yeah. I lost like 50 pounds in a month. Just by stopped drinking beer.
Yeah.
Which is funny because actually that's one of the things Chris Pratt stopped doing when he was trimming down for Guardians of the Galaxy, which is why they threw that line in.
Mm-hmm.
He switched
probably
to vodka.
A lot, right?
What?
He switched to vodka.
No, he just
diet water.
Basically just cut out alcohol in general.
Damn, dude.
It's a good move.
Ugh.
It's so, Ben, if you want your sweaters to fit, just
drink alcohol.
Start drinking beer again.
Don't tell him to
more.
Do that.
Well, if you want these sweaters to fit.
In order for your clothes to fit, become an alcoholic.
I mean, I already
Is
am.
This a problem?
It's only
it
alcoholism after you graduate.
Like, it may sound like a bit leap in logic, but hear me out.
Speaking of which, also with college stuff, Ben, when are you going back? You said you were going back for...
Spring, motherfucker.
You going back to Pullman, or are you going
think so.
Vancouver?
Pullman.
I'd stay here.
Once you go to Pullman, you can't go
you can't
back.
You can't
go
find the same
Pullman.
Quality of crack
it's,
anywhere
it's,
else.
It's different, man.
The Adderall supply's a little low in Vancouver.
A little bit of PCP.
I'm not going to comment on that one. But,
some speed.
You don't know the scene around Vancouver,
Angel
Ben.
Dust.
I don't know the scene around Vancouver. That's the problem. I'd have to like completely relearn like the way things go. Like That's one of the reasons.
Well, we learned this stuff in intermediate school. We could figure it out quickly.
Yes.
We
learned this in intermediate
school. Black market dealing.
Slinging.
We learned how the streets work.
Slinging claws to slinging rockets.
Slinging some seeds.
And we had like five or six different locations where we would like be selling from.
Did you have it like in your jacket? You would like open up your coat and be like, hey, you want
some? We'd have like a gallon Ziploc bag with them in it.
Yeah,
yep.
It was awesome.
Did it come in like sets of 10 or
we did do package deals. It was a dollar a piece, or you could get...
No, it was a quarter a piece.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was
a quarter
piece.
Get you a whole hand.
Yeah, a dollar got you five, and a quarter a piece.
Sure.
And $2 got you two hands.
Well, yeah.
Thank
that
you.
That follows.
That's pretty fair,
yeah.
Really. I mean, you can make a decent profit off of that.
For
if
the
you...
kids who didn't know how to make them.
Yeah.
It's true.
Who couldn't figure it out, because we stopped telling them after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody had access
to. And then you
the
guys
internet,
forgot
so.
Yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I bet you Google it.
What? How to make the paper claws?
Paper claws.
Yes, paper claws for your fingers.
Everybody
how to make
some
them.
Paper. Where's the paper at? It's a paper.
Renee, where do you keep your paper?
There.
Oh, gosh. I'm just picturing our Nerf war. One hand with paper claws.
Oh, God. No, I'm vetoing that. I don't want
yes.
it.
And I'll take pictures of you all scratched up.
Oh, God.
That's great.
Just blood everywhere.
Every on your face.
But we're not hiding razor blades in them. Good Lord.
Well, you said it hurt.
It does.
You do hurt.
He's a little bitch.
Fuck you, Drew.
I'd like to do like, you know, just for fun, not for any practical purpose, but maybe do some sheet metal origami and try to make
fun.
Some claws out of that.
That'd be
oh
terrifying.
God
yeah. God, real metal claws.
Yes. Ooh. Okay, making our claws but out of sheet metal.
Jesus Christ, that would be
I'm
hardcore.
Down
dude. I would make like a hand. I would make like the fingers.
Well, the benefit
then, like,
of the paper ones is they would flex
it,
slightly
like,
so you had
your
a
nightmare.
Yeah.
That's like some Mad Max level shit there.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Oh yeah, I want Wes Craven died. If we're
I know.
Speaking
yeah,
of
Wes
yeah,
Craven died.
My sister was so
man.
Upset.
Oh really?
Yeah. She cried for a while, and we had to watch the movie,
which made me sad because I wanted to watch The Hills Have Eyes, but they only had the shitty remake on BB.
That's too bad.
They made a remake.
Yeah,
that?
They have a shitty remake.
And who's in that?
I don't know.
The Hills Have Other Eyes.
Okay, you know what horror
the hills
movie
other
I'm really excited
eye.
For?
What's Ben excited for?
The Green Inferno.
Or the Bollywood. The
I've heard
dude,
I've heard a little
that,
of that. What is that?
That is a remake of Cannibal Holocaust, and Cannibal Holocaust was fucking dark.
Oh!
Cannibal Holocaust was dark as shit. Like, in the filming, people died. Like, that movie was insane.
Didn't they make sequels, too?
Wait, why did they? No idea, why did people die?
People
it
die!
Was like,
all right, Green.
It was like the 70s, and it was a really
oh, okay,
low budget
mind.
Thing, and they went to the Amazon and used like native tribes.
You already
to do
explained
it.
Wait, what was it? Cannibal 70s. Holocaust?
So they actually went there and then got killed.
Cannibal Holocaust was the original.
No white people got killed.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
No.
Yeah, Cannibal Holocaust was a really controversial movie because everybody thought it was a snuff film. for a long time. And the Green Inferno looks like it looks like they're remaking it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
But why did they make it in 2013 and they're just releasing it now?
I have no idea. Maybe it took a while to like process or get approved or something.
Maybe it filmed at an independent film festival in 2013 and it was never actually wide released.
I mean, I heard there was something controversial about this. I don't know if it was because it was of the cannibalism.
I'm pretty sure
or...
they eat a chick in live, they eat a chick in front of you while she's
like
screaming.
A New Guinea tribe.
It's like people go.
There's certain
like,
tribes in New Guinea that do cannibalism, correct?
It's like one of those like, let's go save the Amazon groups that like flies in, but their plane crashes, and then they get like captured by this tribe of like cannibals and.
Sounds tasty.
I've never understood the logic of cannibals because they eat people.
Long pork.
But
bro.
Can I tell you?
Do they? How do they?
Can I tell you?
You know, tell me how cannibals work. Yeah.
All right.
They're hungry. They need meat.
So cannibalism, as we know it today, is actually not what it was. So it was for you had to have something to eat, and it was easy to eat. But now it's kind of in a couple of the cultures that do it now, it's to honor their ancestors. Instead of burying them, they eat them.
So after they die.
Because the idea that you're absorbing
your ancestors. You're absorbing their
ancestors
and they're like, that's their last blessing is to like feed you.
It's kind of like the whole eating the heart of a buffalo kind of thing.
It's exactly like that.
Except it's a buffalo eating a buffalo.
No. I'm saying, like, you know, like... Okay.
Some
of the Native American tribes, like, after you killed your first buffalo, you basically would take the heart and take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
Because you would absorb the soul of the animal.
Yeah. But they wouldn't eat... It's not okay to eat other people's ancestors. So, like, if your mom died, we couldn't, like, go and eat...
So it wouldn't be, like, grandma's for Thanksgiving dinner.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
That's fucked up, Drew.
I you know what's terrifying? The thought of a buffalo biting the heart out of another buffalo.
You're just like driving through Yellowstone like, one day and you see one just like torn open and another buffalo's just going like, to town on the side of it. I'd just be like, whoa, I'm out of here. Fuck that. Like,
maybe there's a reason the white man hunted you near Yellowstone.
I'm pretty sure that's mad buffalo disease and I don't want any part
it's
of
like,
that.
It's like, damn, dude, this is what happens when they get overpopulated. Fuck that.
It's worse than
they just
that
go full
disease.
Savage on each other.
They do what they have to do to survive.
No way.
We're not at risk of buffalo overpopulation, are we?
Oh, no. God, no. We're at risk of them going extinct.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
There's like what, less than 3,000 American buffalo left?
Something
like
God. That. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that low, but because
during the 18, basically in the Western Migration post-Civil War, basically the American bison was hunted from over millions of them down to a few, barely any of them in the matter of like 2 decades. They were hunted damn near to extinction.
Because they were hungry. Well, people were hungry. They were crossing the.
Well, no, they weren't even for
okay,
food.
Wait,
it
are
was
you talking?
The first.
There's
are
actually
you...
a Simpsons episode, and they actually
like the American
are just,
bison.
They're just killing all the bison for fun.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this is the last one. Should we really shoot it? And then Homer puts his gun down and it shoots it.
Mm. Yeah. Basically, no, they were just killing them for the fat and for the furs. That was it. They were leaving the rotting carcasses.
Okay, so are we talking about buffalo or bison?
Are they,
what's they the same thing?
Yeah. Because I'm looking at American bison right now.
It's the same thing. That's buffalo.
What's the more endangered one?
They're the
same.
It's
American buffalo.
American bison is American buffalo.
It says right
there. Okay.
It's the same animal.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out. It's it's not an endangered species. It's
not anymore.
It's considered near threatened, which is right next to least concern.
So next
really?
So it will be endangered.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay,
one dude has
what's
a
the population
huge
up
buffalo
to right now?
Like, so there's some dude who has like a massive ranch, like in Montana.
Oh, nice.
I was reading the thing in National Geographic, actually, where there's the European bison, which is obviously much, much less known. There's like 500 of them left.
What?
And like 300 of them are in zoos. That's it.
Badass.
So they're trying to work on breeding them as much as they can.
Current predictions have total bison count at about 550,000 nationwide.
That's fucking awesome.
That's great. It's not nearly what it used to be.
No.
We brought it back, though.
Yeah.
What was its all-time low?
Population bottleneck. Blah, blah, blah. During the population bottleneck after the great slaughter of the bison during the 1800s, the number of remaining bison alive in North America declined to as low as 541.
Nice.
Wow. So and really now, low. Now we're up to 500,000 from that.
You guys know what that means? Inbreeding. Yeah.
So we're going to call them
the
English?
Although I thought with like with the estimates of like if you were to start like a new colony that was genetically diverse, so I thought you needed about 500 people.
You need about 2,000.
That's what I thought. I remember that after I started to bring up this point, you need 2,000 people for enough genetic diversity and careful family tree planning.
Yeah, 200 people will last you like 80 generations if you're really careful, and then like 2,000 people is probably enough to go balls to the walls with.
Yeah, I'm thinking, but if you're starting a like a like this is on Mars,
is it really to the wall then?
I imagine arranged marriages for everybody.
Yeah,
in order
plan, planned family trees for like five generations.
Oh God!
But it's and like, then there's the couple girls. That there's like going to be those
the
people
forbidden.
Who can't no who can't procreate.
Yeah,
because like that happens. In
well, then you take them out to pasture
every, like,
and
what,
you have another child.
Ten
take
guys, they can't.
Yeah,
or females.
You take them out to pasture and you have another child.
That's so sad.
Oh no!
Do what you need to do to advance the species.
Take them outside and leave them outside, and they run out of air.
Well, yeah. That's what I mean. Put them out to pasture.
Depressing. And then you let their bodies rot and contribute to the ecosystem.
Oh, this
everybody
wins.
Or you eat it.
Here's something I'm finding. There was some science done. Some science happened.
Okay.
Apparently, the minimum amount of people that you'd need with minimum inbreeding would be 160 people.
Really?
Wow.
For how
damn,
long?
I was close. Hell yes. Ben wins.
160, right. He said.
I thought you said 2,000.
You said 2,000.
I said 200 for
minimum.
80 generations.
Oh,
the minimum.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, bitches?
So, say 500. Then that gets you for probably, say...
A while.
Yeah. Say that gets you to even... You
every
know,
once in
so
a while, you
so
have to bang
generations.
A 30th cousin or something like that.
So,
whatever.
Say you get
just don't think about it.
You know, even 80
it's
generations,
fine.
And each generation is 15 to 20, say 20 years per generation. That's still...
It's a long
that's
time.
That's a lot of time. That's... Yeah.
First people on Mars are going to be some Game of Thrones shit. Off the bat. It's going to be gross,
yeah,
man.
It's... Okay, I'm just picturing...
That shit is going to be nasty.
It's...
I hope, like, the
so
mission
now the,
commander
what's
doesn't
the...
turn into a yep. Lannister... Like that
yeah,
what
is the Iron Throne going to be equivalent of on Mars?
Oh, that's just going to be like that rock that looks
chair.
Like a face.
It's going to be like a Captain Kirk captain's chair is the Iron Throne.
It's going to be the captain's chair, yeah.
That'd be so cool.
It's going to be like the castle built around the crashed like colony ship.
Oh,
yeah. And like the throne room is going to be like
the
like,
bridge.
The bridge.
I really like the idea
with, like,
that
the
they
chair.
Crash on Mars and they immediately revert to medieval technology. That like yeah. That's a great and living that's fucking awesome. But the Lannisters, no, you can't let them be in charge. You need,
why not?
Well, because I don't know much about Game of Thrones, but as I understand it, they fuck a lot of people's shit up. Right?
Everybody fucks
or
a lot of people's shit up.
Dude, the Lannisters are finally getting what's coming to
oh,
them.
Oh, God, yes.
Dude,
but we can't spoil this for Renee. He hasn't watched any.
Dude,
I need to get Teresa to watch
it
too.
It makes me so hard, man.
She hasn't watched Game of Thrones?
No.
You
guys need to help me bug her into watching it.
Has she watched Firefly yet?
No.
Oh,
fuck.
My God.
I'm trying. I'm working.
Not you.
Oh,
no.
Teresa.
I'm
trying
to get
Teresa
to watch it.
What? Because Teresa won't listen to Renee and I's opinions on things.
Tell us of your... How's this
well,
social engineering
going? Okay, so I was trying to think of stuff she would want to hear. So
yeah.
I said it was way less nerdy than she probably thought it was. Uh-huh. It was kind of like a space cowboy western, and that wasn't cool. So I'm working on a different attack, and we'll see. When we, do you have any hints?
I have no idea because I've been trying for a long time.
See, here's the thing is if you
she just doesn't like those things, so
can
she
we
doesn't,
duck
she likes
to
sci-fi
a chair?
She doesn't necessarily I don't think she's huge on westerns. That's the
that's,
thing
yeah.
I like space opera. I don't like space western opera. That was kind of a it's just
you watched
way...
like one episode and it was probably one of the worst episodes of the series.
Yeah,
which
it's
one
just so off
it was
the wall.
The Jane one
weird,
no
like...
it was
I like the Jane town.
Me too.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's
a lot
of
people's
why
we favorite. Have matching Jane hats.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the one basically where they come across the ship that was attacked by Reavers.
Oh.
Oh, is that a safe?
No.
No.
Wait. It was like the third episode or whatever.
Well,
second or third episode.
I'll figure it out. Use it with the power of the internet. You know.
What?
It was boring.
Yeah, that episode isn't very good, I'll be honest. I mean, it's okay, but it's not fantastic by any means either.
There's a lot of weird
bushwhack.
Yeah, bushwhack. That yeah. one.
The other one, Out of Gas, is kind of a slow one.
Oh,
I liked
fuck
Out of Gas.
Out of Gas,
out of Gas
is
probably my
it
favorite.
It is good, but it's a slow episode.
That's still probably my favorite one.
My favorite thing about this is I saw on Tumblr, they were like, man, on episode, you know, last episode of season one for Firefly. I'm so excited for season two. Oh, and then yeah. the next person's like, no one tell them.
I've seen that one.
Do you there is a 2-hour season two.
Yeah, there
That's
is.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Although, wait, do you hear that? That's the sound of someone's dreams shattering and being blown into the wind.
Like a leaf.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. Your dreams are dead!
That's Don't not let your dreams be dreams. Just do it.
Okay, what is Shia doing?
Just do it!
I haven't even... Yeah. I haven't listened to the whole video.
Just don't let your dreams be dreams, man. Just
Should
do
I
it.
Look it up?
Yes, do yes. it.
Do what do I type in?
Shia LaBeouf, just do it.
Just I've actually
do it. This. And he's like does like this random like flexing he's crushing hyped. A baby skull in his hands or something.
Where do I find the original video?
YouTube.
Wait, oh, is it half an hour long?
No, it's like a minute and a half.
Why am I finding half hour
There's long? A minute. There's Oh, okay, is it? It's in Spanish. Never mind.
Oh, subtitled in Spanish though. That's fine. Oh, okay. Let's listen. Let's listen in. What does Shia want to tell us?
Do it.
Oh fuck.
Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
Was this music so part of it?
No.
Do oh. it!
It was I just him just talking and saying this.
Come true!
I like the music.
Just do it!
Paired with like random flexing.
While you're gonna wake up and work hard.
I want Nothing whatever he impossible. Was on when he did this.
Ketamine, man. It's a hell of a drug.
Get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there. No! What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for this video
do
to
it.
End.
Just!
What the fuck is he doing with
yes,
his
you
hands?
Can.
He's practicing crushing baby skulls.
How did... Okay. Whose idea... was it his idea to do this in front of a
I
green
think so.
Screen? Yeah. So did he want... people to be photoshopping baby skulls into his hands?
I have a feeling that that's going to be a thing. Yeah, no. Basically, yeah, it's just him just being completely nonsensical, high off his mind,
Jesus.
And telling people to just do it.
Dude, and he's got, like, the worst, like, Padawan rat
ponytail
tail
thing
going
coming
on.
Over his shoulder. He has, like, the ponytail coming down around onto his shoulder.
God damn, wow. dude.
It's great.
I have...
And he does, like, random, like, flex stretching thing where he's, like, looks like he's doing, like, a sumo wrestler stretch move.
I don't know what to think of him anymore.
While we're talking about the internet.
It's been an
oh,
hour?
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
I've got... Okay.
No, go for
ben,
it.
Before
go.
We end, I have a quick poll for everybody.
Okay.
Favorite weird place on the internet?
YTMND. Yeah, I like that place.
I don't know. I don't explore the weird corners that much.
Oh, well, but weirdest place you've been, then? I don't know.
I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, you could add more.
I
do get out more.
I don't go to the corners.
I do get out. That's why I haven't explored the creepy corners.
Renee.
What?
Although it is riddled with porn, it is also riddled with gems. 4chan's flashboard.
Oh my god, the flashboard's great.
Dude, I love the flashboard. I go on that shit every night. Like every 4chan night that I'm on 4chan, I'm just. No.
No, flash.
4chan F.
4chan F.
It's like a flash. It's just full of like weird little videos. There's just so much weird shit on there. It's
Some
awesome.
Games every once in a while,
yeah,
too.
Like,
yeah.
And just tons of porn.
Yeah,
lots of porn.
Be wary. There's no thumbnails on the files, so when you click it, you have no idea what you're gonna
Dude,
get.
Dude, I love the dog barking remixes. Those are all just prime. Okay,
is that little white dog.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, dude, the songs.
Right, Andrew, so amazing. Closing right. statements, right. Andrew.
No, I didn't say my
oh,
fucking
sorry.
Thing.
Say your fucking thing.
go ahead and like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. And we want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at tgifradio.com. And if you're listening on KOUG, this episode's a week old and it's been censored. Go to tgifradio.com. You can get all the uncensored crap that you want.
So you can hear me say, fuck.
Yeah. What did Ben just say? You don't know. You gotta go to the website.
It could have been shit or bitch. We can say that.
You can say bitch. And goddamn it. And
Wait,
dick.
Seriously?
But
oh,
you
yeah.
can't say twat.
Can't
no,
say twat?
Maybe
what?
You can.
Can't say, you probably also can't say faggot.
That was definitely in there a few times.
Yeah, I got a lot of editing to do. Anyway,
fuck.
Closing statements from around the table.
Andrew.
Anyone want to help me get my helicopter pilot's license?
No.
That'd be much appreciated. We can get our ad campaign on the road.
I'd rather get my license.
Go fund yourself.
I'd rather have. Okay, and as long and also, if there's anybody there that has a helicopter for us to borrow, it'd be much appreciated. Yep. And also, once per episode reminder, the hoverboards are coming in September.
But it actually, is September.
Oh shit, they're coming.
Oh my god, they're now.
Get it done.
They have to be out by the end of the month.
Figure it out,
because Marty McFly comes back in like 5 weeks,
couple weeks. Yeah, just figure it out.
They wrap
Hurry up.
Their
so we got. We have a month. We have a month, people. Get that with it. Just do it.
Just do it.
With your egg roll wrapped.
Ben, anything from you?
Don't let your dreams be memes.
Just do it,
happy,
Ben.
Happy Labor Day. Get drunk, y'all.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.